Well, good morning and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. And thank you to Chris Whiting from IT Songs of Hope Part 1. And Brett Peatman's talk this morning, which we put on at 7:30, will be up on our Songs of Hope website this today and also on the Southern FM website today. So we start with the segment called Songs of Hope Sunday Worship. And our songs today are going to be from the Melbourne Staff Songsters of the Salvation Army. And our first song is about the greatness of God, and it's called How Great Is Your Love.
You are greater than all of the sky and the seas. Mountains bow down to your majesty. The sun and the moon and the air that I breathe, but greater than all of these. How great is your love.
Yes, indeed, it's an amazing thing that God loves us, even us. And by the way, our own Chris Whiting is the pastor at the Open Door Christian Church here in Cheltenham, 1218 Nepean Highway in Cheltenham. And he's got a great church there. Our next item on Sunday Worship, Songs of Hope Sunday Worship, is our scripture reading. It's 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 31.
The body of Christ has many different parts, just as any other body does. Some of us are Jews, and others are Gentiles. Some of us are slaves, and others are free. But God's Spirit baptized each of us, and made us part of the body of Christ. Now we each drink from that same Spirit. Our bodies don't have just one part. They have many parts. Suppose a foot says, "I'm not a hand, and so I'm not part of the body." Wouldn't the foot still belong to the body? Or suppose an ear says, "I'm not an eye, and so I'm not part of the body." Wouldn't the ear still belong to the body? If our bodies were only an eye, we couldn't hear a thing. And if they were only an ear, we couldn't smell a thing. But God has put all parts of our body together in the way that He decided is best. A body isn't really a body unless there is more than one part. It takes many parts to make a single body. That's why the eyes cannot say they don't need the hands. That's also why the head cannot say it doesn't need the feet. In fact, we cannot get along without the parts of the body that seem to be the weakest. We take special care to dress up some parts of our bodies. We are modest about our personal parts. But we don't have to be modest about other parts. God put our bodies together in such a way that even the parts that seem the least important are valuable. He did this to make all parts of the body work together smoothly, with each part caring about the others. If one part of our body hurts, we hurt all over. If one part of our body is honored, the whole body will be happy. Together, you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is part of His body. First, God chose some people to be apostles and prophets and teachers for the church. But He also chose some to work miracles, or heal the sick, or help others, or be leaders, or speak different kinds of languages. Not everyone is an apostle. Not everyone is a prophet. Not everyone is a teacher. Not everyone can work miracles. Not everyone can heal the sick. Not everyone can speak different kinds of languages. Not everyone can tell what these languages mean. I want you to desire the best gifts, so I will show you a much better way. Let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotion. Why won't God answer my prayers? It seems unfair that many good people have asked and pleaded over and over for God to answer a prayer, and sometimes it doesn't happen. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, who introduced Christianity to Europe, he begged God three times for a particular ailment that he wanted removed, but it seems there was no answer. I think this means, you know, that unanswered prayer sometimes happens to the very best of Christians. When it does happen, we can't explain why, but there is always a higher purpose in mind. Now, the Apostle Paul, in his case, finally God gave an explanation, and we read it in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. This was God's response to Paul. And he said to me, Paul said, "My kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak." Here's the amazing answer. Now, I think it's strange, yes, but sometimes God can do more through us by not answering our prayers than by answering them. Sometimes his no is better than his yes. Now, it's not an easy thing for us really to understand. I'm not saying it is. We may never live to understand some of the whys. But his ways are always the best, because God loves you and me dearly, and he is totally in control of our lives. He knows what's best. And maybe we need to ask for understanding and acceptance. Can you trust God that he's giving you the best? I mean, we say in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight." And over the centuries, many people have asked this question, "Why hasn't God answered my prayers?" In fact, some people have given up in protest, but I like how Billy Graham responds. He said, "So often we're inclined to think that the only answer God can give our prayers is yes. But we need," he said, "to remember that no is an answer also. No is certainly an answer of love on the part of our Heavenly Father when we ask him for things which are not really for our good or for his glory. God doesn't always give us what we want. He gives us what we need. Just as a good parent doesn't always grant the requests of his child, God does not answer every request in the way we desire." And as I think about that, that's a pretty good, worthwhile answer. We may pray for financial success, and sometimes the opposite is given. We pray for good health, and sometimes there's illness or disease. But one thing we can be certain of is that God makes no mistakes, even when we don't understand what's going on. We might pray for someone that we're concerned about, but we've got to remember one thing about that, and that God has given everyone a free will. That person may not be listening to God. But don't give up. Keep on praying. 1 John 5, verse 14 to 15 says, "We're certain that God will hear our prayers when we ask for what pleases him." When God listens to us, we're sure that our prayers have been answered. So do you want your prayers answered? You need to belong to God. Put him first in your life. A lady named Angie sent a message on an internet page once. It said, "I feel that sometimes I'm afraid to pray because when I pray for something to turn out good, it turns out bad. This happens so often that I won't pray now for my family and friends because I'm afraid that God will do the opposite." Well, that's the sort of frustration that people feel. Malcolm Muggeridge, as an old man, was talking in an interview about his life, and he said, "The thing that strikes me most and that's taught me everything so much in life is suffering and affliction." I guess he prayed many times for things to be removed. So I want to say again today that God does hear every prayer, even the ones that he chooses not to answer. So no prayer is ever wasted. Even unanswered prayer may be used by God to do something that we can't understand. God's got this bigger view, and God can actually bless you and help you. So keep on going. Keep praying. Don't give up. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge this is a very difficult issue. We don't always understand, Lord, just quite what you're doing. Help us to hang on in those times in faith, believing. Amen.
glory fill this sanctuary.
Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Love and serve the Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us. Now and forever. Amen.
We've been listening to Songs of Hope Sunday Worship.